They're good hogs. But the bull in China, I think, can stand more diseases. Live where the disease gets among hogs, you know, better than a lot of them. Mm-hmm.
Now, you said your father, how did he raise his hogs when he didn't keep them penned? How did he raise them?
Well, we had open range in the old days. They run outside. Last he had to put them up, keep them up, he didn't raise too many. Well, the family was done drizzled down a little bit. Wasn't anybody at home.
Him and mother and old fellow lived with them, but didn't take much meat.
Yeah.
But when we was all at home and there was always a gang company there, it took me. He kept count of the barrel of flour he bought one year. And just because it had so much company, he bought 13 barrels of flour one year.
Who would come to visit you?
Just everybody. And that was headquarters for the bums. There was somebody come there and spent the winter, nearly every winter. It wasn't kin to us. It's come put up like this home.
No relation?
No relation at all. Well, one family that did that was kind of kin. Distantly related. They all liked mother's cooking and they liked to stay there because there wasn't nothing to do. Get up a little wood sometime and things like that. We went to the woods to cut wood. They went with us.
Did you ever have any hogs that some of the hogs that maybe got away and got out and grew up wild?
Yeah. I had a little old breed of hogs, moo foot hog. You ever see that? What you call a mule foot hog is hoof split like a cow. Not split, it's solid. Like a mule. See? It's hoof solid. It's not split like a hog or a cow. But I had some of that breed. The little old yolk got a pig, took off and went down in the woods and went out across and on a big island over in the creek. It was dry when she went over there, but the water got up, caught her over there, and she had them pigs over there, and she couldn't get back. I don't guess she would ever come back. But we finally located her, and we took a boat, went over there, and caught her, tied her, put her in that boat, caught the pigs, put them in the boat, and as we was coming out of there, one of them little old pigs done got scared and run out in that water, and he swam way out there and got up on a log. He's sitting up there on a log, and we come along by and just pick him up, put him in the boat. Be anything I ever saw.
He swam all the way out the log?
Yeah.
I never heard of a pig swimming.
They'll swim.
Well, I was talking about the ones maybe that grew, you know, wild and maybe grow up out in the wild all the time. They got those big
Tushies? Yeah.